Jermaine Dupri, I had worked with him in the past, and when I was at Columbia, he asked me to be on an album he was putting together called The 12 Soulful Nights of Christmas. So we already knew each other, and we already had worked together in the past. So when it came to this album and doing a song together, it just seemed natural.
By the beginning of 1998, the upper management at Columbia had changed. The executives who had previously agreed to give Keys free rein at producing her new album had now been replaced by figures who wanted her to return to singing over samples and loops, what they described as a more traditional album. Keys and Robinson knew that they had a great record in the can, the one that they wanted to make. But neither side intended to budge. It was a stalemate. Keys looked at Robinson and said, "What now?" He said, "We've got to get out of this deal." However, a couple of Alicia Keys tracks did surface on Columbia. One, Da Di Da, Sexy Thing, featured on the Men in Black soundtrack. Another was her appearance on Jermaine Dupri's Jermaine Dupri Presents 12 Soulful Nights of Christmas LP. Robinson used this album to reach Arista A&R man Peter Edge, and through him, label boss and legendary mogul Clive Davis. Now into his late 60s, Davis was perhaps the greatest talent spotter to have emerged over the last 40 years of popular music. The man who discovered and signed Janis Joplin, Patti Smith, Bruce Springsteen and Whitney Houston, who relaunched Puff Daddy and Carlos Santana, and who worked closely with Miles Davis and hosts of other artists. It's fair to say that Davis knew a thing or two about music and artist development, and from the very start he took a personal involvement in Alicia Keys' career. But before he could begin working with her, she needed to get out of her deal with Columbia. Robinson took the label to court, and Columbia threatened to keep all of Keys' songs if she left. Highly paid lawyers did battle, and eventually, Arista came up with enough money to persuade Columbia to let her go. She signed a new deal, received another large advance, and brought her already finished album with her. Both Davis and Arista liked what they heard, and were happy to give her the space and freedom to further develop her sound. For the next 6 months, they worked closely with her, honing her stagecraft and polishing her album's production so that every last detail was in place. Then, in 1999, Clive Davis left Arista to set up his own label, J Records. He took Alicia Keys with him for yet another large advance. This time, there was no legal wrangling, as J Records would, like Arista, still be a subsidiary of the mighty BMG Music Group. Alicia, meanwhile, was 18 and had just signed her third major record deal in as many years, although she had yet to release a single or album. It seemed crazy, but finally everything was in place. Alicia Keys was ready to take off.